This is the brief on the science of trip killers. With U.S. psychedelic use nearly doubling to 8.5 million recent users, ERs are seeing a massive spike in severe bad trips, making it absolutely crucial to understand the actual science of safely bringing someone down. First, the best baseline approach isn't medical, it's psychological containment. A calm, low-stimulus environment is your priority, because guiding someone through a difficult trip can hold real therapeutic value. Think of it like riding out a storm in a safe harbor, rather than magically trying to turn off the rain. Second, let's talk brain chemistry. If meds are truly necessary, the goal is blocking the 5-HT2A receptor, which psychedelics completely hijack. A drug called ketanserin is the ultimate trip killer here, proven to cut an LSD trip from 8.5 hours down to just 3.5. But here's the catch. What does an ER doc do without this highly specific silver bullet on their shelf? Finally, we hit the practical reality. ERs actually rely on widely available atypical antipsychotics, specifically risperidone, because they aggressively block that exact same 5-HT2A receptor. You might assume popping a standard anti-anxiety pill stops a trip, but that's literally just putting a band-aid on a broken leg. Benzos merely mask the panic through heavy sedation, without stopping the actual hallucination. And alcohol or cannabis? No way. Those can actually make the psychological distress much worse. In short, while a calm, supportive environment is your best first defense against the bad trip, targeted receptor-blocking medications like ketanserin or risperidone are the true neurological off-switches when a crisis escalates. Knowing the exact difference between actually terminating a trip and just masking the panic could quite literally save a mind in crisis.